T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You decide. 2021.
Oh, are we looking that far down the road? Sounds like it. Jason Roop is the former editor of Style Weekly. He's the founder of the public relations firm Spring Story. And are we really thinking that Richmond's mayor, LeVar Stoney, is looking that far down the road to a higher office? I mean, what's he going to point to as a success as mayor to try to earn that office?
Hey, John. Well, you know, nobody has a crystal ball, but it's always fun talking about what might happen, especially in politics. And it's never too early to talk about 2020. Yeah, we've been talking about what the mayor might do for a while now. And one of the indicators is his political action committee. And he has a PAC called One Richmond. It's been around since he was elected in 2016. And over the last few years, this year he's collected the most money out of all four. There was a new report that came in. You know, they have to file these quarterly reports on how the PAC is doing, how much it brought in, and how much it spent. And as of now, the PAC has raised $224,000 since January 4th, which is more than half of what it's raised in all 4 years. That's a lot of money.
That is a significant chunk of change. One Richmond, though, I mean, is he thinking about a statewide office? He's going to have to change the name.
He could change the name. I think he's allowed to, you know, he is using some of the money to spend on, to donate towards statewide candidates, other candidates at the General Assembly. Mm-hmm. You know, he's spending it on consultants. He's spending it on more money to fundraise. Some fundraisers get some of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the interesting thing about the PAC is it's not just sitting there raising money. It's spending money, too. It's been $182,000 since January.
On what?
And on consultants, people like there's a Washington-based consultant who's gotten money to help with the fundraising. A lot of people are familiar with Capital Results in Richmond, which is a consultancy, and they have been helping with some of his projects, like the More, Better, Stronger campaign, and you know, kind of letting people know what the mayor is working on. And
well, if that's the case, he should get a refund because in all fairness, I'm not sure that I could point to something that I think has been super successful. I mean, I don't dislike the guy, and when he's come on the air, he's been, you know, pretty articulate about what he's attempting to do, but I'd be an unfair. I don't know that I would be able to point to something that's been a grand slam. Wow, that was really awesome. I'm so happy. I mean, we still got potholes everywhere. And so, you know, I'll have to think about that one. That's interesting.
Let's think about that. And, you know, the bottom line question that people want to know is, will he run for his second term in Richmond, or will he head on off to the lieutenant governor's race, or maybe something else? Someone when I put this question out on Twitter, someone suggested maybe Mark Warner is, you know, going to head off to something else, and he'll move on to Congress.
Those are some high aspirations off of one term that's questionable as mayor, but okay.
Yeah.
You know, everybody gets to do their thing.
I want to give Mark Robinson credit for this. You know, the information is all online, but this new report is out. It's not online yet. And okay, Mark Robinson at the Times-Dispatch had gone through a lot of this stuff. So we'll see. I doubt the mayor's going to say too much before next year. And then, of course, at the end of this year, we'll have even more information on what he's going to be doing with all that money.
Okay. Now, I hear that the Dominion Tower, you know, they've got the beautiful new building, which I like that little swoop on top of it. I posted something on Facebook. At least they didn't just build another box. They put a little swoop on top of it. What they own, the tower next door, which looks like kind of an off-brand of the World Trade Center from New York, but they're going to implode that building?
Yeah, it's a different style building, and they're out with the old. They're getting the preparations underway to take this building down next year. So they have cleared everybody out of there. The fence is up. This is the One James River Plaza at 701 East Cary. It's 21 stories. It was built in the 1970s. And, yeah, they're just taking that down. The question is whether anything will go up in its place. That's what they've left unsaid.
Well, it's got to, right? And the picture has the matching version of the...
Well, that is the rendering of their plan, but they have said many times that they have not concluded whether to build a second tower. And this is all tied in back with, speaking of Stony, it's all tied in with the north of, the north of Broad development, the big Coliseum 10-block area.
The Naviel
Tower,
project. Okay.
Yeah. And according to the plan, if they did build this tower, the tax growth on that building over the next 30 years would go toward that 10-block area and not into the city's general fund. But they say it has the decision has nothing to do with that. And they're just gonna figure out what they need. And do they need a building or not? If they do build it, it's got this bridge that's going to connect the two buildings that you know way up high you can walk across. And
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. And cool. Last 30 seconds, what should we do this weekend?
Yeah, the Scott's Edition Pumpkin Festival is happening tomorrow from noon to 6. If you want to do something less crowded, head up to Hanover Tavern. They have the Hanover Autumn Fest going on. So we're talking the smoked meats and the Brunswick stew and pies. 10 to 3 on Saturday, family friendly. And if you want to get in the mood for Halloween, Rocky Horror Picture Show is opening at the Richmond Triangle Players. Style Weekly says that's a really good show. It is not a family friendly show.
No, I've heard that, yeah. This is a little racy.
A little racy, but should be an interesting take and probably lots of audience interaction.
Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the public relations firm Spring Story. Thanks. Always enjoy talking to you, Jason.
Thanks, John. Have a great weekend.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.